There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Give me the update.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Dirt. We want the dirt.
On My Talk.
Did you want to tell me something?
A nurse in Durham, North Carolina, who has been working with COVID-19 patients, just received some shocking news she didn't believe at first. Terry Watkins got a call saying she had won $1 million. She said, "I thought it was a scam. I was a little upset, actually. Turns out it was 100% true. She won the big bucks in the Supreme Riches Second Chance drawing, North Carolina lottery officials." She says she feels very blessed. Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez have been added to the list of performances Americans will see during Biden's inauguration. Gaga will perform the Star Spangled Banner for the inauguration, and Lopez is set to perform prior to a television special that will feature Demi Lovato and Justin Timberlake. The inauguration will be mostly virtual, with only a small number of people in attendance due to the ongoing coronavirus and the risk of riots after last week's Capitol breach. And there were no big winners in the Mega Millions drawing, meaning the jackpot will grow to $750 million. Lottery officials say the new prize marks the fifth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. And the Powerball jackpot isn't far behind. Looks like while winning either jackpot would be nice, it should be noted it's far from easy. The odds of winning the Powerball are 1 in 292 million, lottery officials say. That's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
That was a good update, Don.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Be back here in an hour.